Alaska has 33,904 miles of coastline, more than the rest of the United States combined. For a long time, there has not been much information available to researchers or to the public about that shoreline and about the wildlife habitats that exist there. KDLG's Avery Lill has more about a project that gives people the ability to research and explore the coast from their computers.
ShoreZone is a project that provides photo and video footage of the coast of Alaska. They passed a benchmark last month. Imagery of more than 90% of Alaska's coast is publicly available online. Sort of like Google Earth Street View, but for the coast. The project began in British Columbia in the 1970s. It came to Alaska in 2001. Kelly Ingram is the ShoreZone Partnership Coordinator for the Nature Conservancy.
You're able to fly and see images from the coastline and then see a ton of other data about the habitat, the substrate, the wave exposure, erosion potential, lots and lots of other data.
In order to map the shoreline, a team flies in a helicopter along the coast at low tide. They fly 300 feet off of the ground and 300 feet from the shore at 80 miles per hour. A photographer takes photos every 3 seconds, and another crew member takes video. There are a variety of uses for such imagery.
First off, it provides a baseline inventory of the coastline. This really provides really detailed information about the geology and the species that are there along our coastline so that it can be used for oil spill response planning, can be used for looking at climate change and how things are being affected along our coast. It can be used to look at fish habitat areas, or it can be used to plan your kayaking trip or, you know, if you're going out on your boat fishing or something like that.
The remaining 8% of Alaska's coast that ShoreZone has yet to map is going to be difficult terrain, Ingram says. But teams are at work on it right now. David Ward is a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Geologic Survey and the Alaska Science Center in Anchorage. He uses ShoreZone in his research in southwest Alaska. He maps the distribution and abundance of eelgrass in the Yukon Delta, Togiak, Eisenbeck, and Alaska Peninsula National Wildlife Refuges. Their primary means of mapping is by Landsat imagery and field surveys. And ShoreZone helps.
So it helped us to supplement some areas where we lacked insufficient data for mapping, or just further helped us to refine our mapping of eelgrass in those areas.
ShoreZone photographs, video footage, and data are free and available online at shorezone.org. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.